Taj Mahal, Agra, India. Let's walk about one wonder of the world today. Not only was the Taj Mahal an olden day wonder, it was voted amongst the new seven wonders on 7th of July 2007, 7/7/2007, in worldwide voting. Taj Mahal translates to the crown of the palaces. Yet, the Taj is not a palace at all. An ivory-white marble masterpiece, the Taj is a mausoleum. By the south bank of the river Yamuna in Agra, the Taj is the symbol of eternal love all across the globe. Mumtaz Mahal was Emperor Shah Jahan's favorite wife. She had died in Burhanpur in Madhya Pradesh. And that is where she remained buried for 6 months. The emperor commissioned the Taj Mahal in 1632 CE to house Mumtaz Mahal's tomb. Her mortal remains were interred in this iconic resting place later. That the emperor was also buried here is a testament to their everlasting love. The construction project backstory. The project was completed in phases. The centerpiece was up by 1643 CE. The surrounding structures, by 1647 CE. And they gave the finishing touches by 1653 CE. It took 22 years to build. In the good old days, its estimated cost was 32 million rupees, equivalent to $827 million at 2015 value. Its construction used over 20,000 artisans. These included masons, stone cutters, inlayers, carvers, painters, calligraphers, dome builders and others. Requisitioned from the whole of the empire and beyond, many came from the Central Asia and Iran. Belief is they worked under the guidance of Ustad Ahmad Lahori, the emperor's court architect. The Taj Mahal Complex. Entrance to the gardens within is through Darwaza-i-Raza, gate of the mausoleum. Its three sides give access from the three entry gates of the Taj, while the fourth takes you to the gardens. This 23-meter-high gateway is a masterpiece in its own right. Fine inlay work of precious stones over white marble adorns this red sandstone and white marble entrance hall. The top of the gate has 11 domes each on two high columns. 22 in all. Depicting the number of years it took to complete the project. Black marble inlay onto white sees Quranic verses inviting visitors into the figurative paradise, the gardens. Stepping into the complex. A water channel with fountains that opens out into an enormous reflecting pool, lead you from Darwaza-i-Raza to the Taj. This pool does what humans couldn't, duplicate the beauty of Taj in its reflection. The Taj Mahal is the centerpiece of this 17-hectare, 42-acre, complex. As you stand facing it, to its left is a mosque. Stands to reason as the prayer wall must face the Prophet's final resting place, Mecca, in the west. To the left of the mausoleum is Jawab, literal meaning, reply. Jawab is just the balancing monument that gives symmetry to the magnificent complex. The centerpiece. The asymmetric octagonal marble burial chamber is on a 7-meter-high platform. The longer four sides are almost similar. The central chamber houses the cenotaphs of the emperor and his beloved queen. But these are not the true burial places of their mortal remains. The actual tombs are in a chamber underneath at the ground level. This idea finds its origin in Humayun's tomb in Delhi. A massive dome sits atop the central chamber. It reaches a height of 73 meters to the tip of the finial. Four smaller domes flank it. And four minarets lie on the corners of the raised platform around this immense glistening white structure. These the 40-meter minarets have a slight outward lean to protect the central monument, in case one of them collapses. Paint, stucco, stone inlays, and carvings decorate the facade. These embellishments are amongst the finest in Mughal architecture. And these may be grouped into three broad categories, calligraphy, abstract form, and vegetative motifs. Depending on the viewing angle, the exterior decorations have been envisioned and refined proportionally. Inside the mausoleum. the cenotaph chamber is cavernous. Little wonder, since the height of the dome is almost the same as the length and width of the base. Given its dimensions, a single note from flute echoes five times. And its scale stares you in your face. Here, the inlay work is not pietra dura, but a lapidary of precious and semi-precious gemstones. The colossal arched windows are adorned with elaborate jealous latticework screens to allow natural light. Even the cenotaphs have superb ornamentation. UNESCO inscribed it on World Heritage List in 1983. As you walk about this acknowledged landmark, three words strike you: aesthetic, expansive, unique.